It's 8 o'clock. This is KBNF Regional News for Wednesday, January 14th. I'm Patricia Naft. From small-scale organic farms to yak ranchers, hundreds showed up at the recent Food and Farm Forum. KBNF's Jake Ryan was there and brings us this report.
The third annual Food and Farm Forum happened last weekend in Montrose. Farmers, ranchers, and others involved in working the earth spent all day in sessions and discussions, talking and learning about North Fork agriculture. Jerry Maddox-Amernick is one of the event's planners, and she says that forums like these are common in Colorado, but this one is unique.
Think of it as a professional development conference for farmers and ranchers. Most of those happen on the Front Range, and it's not necessarily that the distance is an issue, but many of the more traditional farm forums address primarily commodity crops, row crops. Because we have such a diversity of elevations and microclimates in Western Colorado, we also have a diversity of crops. And so information that is helpful to a corn grower in Yuma is not all that helpful to an apple grower in Paonia.
Several breakout sessions happened over the course of the day, covering topics from seed saving, marketing grass-fed beef, and the legal issues surrounding water law.
The landowner might disagree with that, especially if he's got an encroachment in what you're claiming is a 15-foot wide easement.
And Aaron Clay is an attorney in Delta that sees a lot of water law-related cases.
We have a set of laws in Colorado that decide who gets the water, when they can use it, how they can use it, and what they have to do with it. And that's basically what Colorado water law is all about. The issue I talked about today is one of the things I hear about every year, and that is I have a piece of property, my neighbor has a ditch that goes across my property. He wants to clean it. He wants to maintain it. What's his rights to do that? What do I have to put up with? Can I keep him off? That's typically the issue that we have locally. On a bigger scale, the issues are allocation. Do we allow new reservoirs to be built for storage? Do we allow transfers from the western slope to the eastern slope? Because I think the statistic is 80% of the water falls on the western slope of Colorado. 80% of the people live in the eastern slope of Colorado. And so how much water do we take across the mountain?
At its core, the forum is about informing and networking farmers and ranchers across the Western Slope, even if they aren't entirely professionals. John Pavley lives in Montrose.
I have a small 12-acre place that I do just raise hay for my own horses. I don't sell anything. Our idea was when we bought this, when we retired, was to try to leave it a little better than what we got it at. And we're getting there. But it's a huge learning curve when you're not a long-time farmer. You know, these guys, the knowledge that you have to work the land is just amazing.
He says he's learning more than just farming techniques from the old-timers.
And getting to know some of these farmers who've been doing this a couple of days, you know, and these guys are just full of tons of information. You know, and you just like anything else. You sort through, see what you like, what you don't like, what seems to be the working, what isn't working, and just kind of go after it. Be a little bit fearless is what I'm finding. And like that guy said in the seed form, it's okay to fail. It's a timing thing with the weather. I didn't pay attention to weather when I was most of my life. But here, you really gotta, you watch the weather every day. And should I cut, shouldn't I? Well, we cut wrong. Got surprised by some weather that we thought wasn't going to come, so we lost some hay, so we have to trade out and do what we can, but you know, it works out. You know, what I am getting used to is being patient, realizing there's a cycle and just allowing that cycle to happen.
That cycle will continue with next year's Food and Farm Forum. For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.
The patient at Denver Health who was tested Monday night for Ebola was found not to be infected with the disease, according to the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment. They're still being kept in isolation, though, and will be tested again over the next few days. Ebola can remain undetected for 3 days once symptoms present themselves. There are 3 new parks and wildlife officers positioned in the North Fork Valley. It's a big change because for the past 6 months, the area has been unstaffed. Corey Purcell is the new officer for the Cedar Edge area.
Right now, I was just assigned to the Cedar Edge district. And part of the district wildlife manager training is you do a year based out of Denver. And at the end of it, you're assigned to district. And this was at the top of my choice, so I'm very fortunate. Western Slope has a a really nice reputation. And I spent a little bit of time growing up out here, and it's a big change from Denver, and it was something that I really liked.
Purcell says he and the other officers are excited to get to know their new community. And finally, Governor John Hickenlooper was sworn into office yesterday for his second term. The ceremony took place on a chilly morning outside the west steps of the state capitol. Several hundred people gathered to watch Hickenlooper, along with other statewide elected officials, take the oath of office. The governor also gave an inaugural address where he talked about the challenges both he and Colorado have overcome. Benta Berkland shares this audio postcard of the day's events.
Greg Schaefer with Arch Coal. Drove down from Gillette, Wyoming to Cheyenne and then to here. We do business in the state of Colorado up in the North Fork Valley of the Gunnison River. I think that much like the congressional races this last year, the voice of the people is we want you to work together and do the best for the collective.
Chief Justice Rice, and would you please join me in welcoming our governor of the great state of Colorado, John Hickenlooper, and his son, Teddy.
I, John W. Hickenlooper.
I, John W. Hickenlooper.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States. So help me God.
Congratulations. He's scary. Congratulations, Ted. Good job.
I remain a relentless, some would say an incorrigible, optimist. I believe that there's no margin in making enemies. I believe that if we're willing to compromise and collaborate on what may seem like an imperfect solution, it is far better than if we cling to entrenched positions and work against one another in pursuit of different, allegedly perfect solutions. I will always look for the solution that is the greatest benefit for the most Coloradans. And I am grateful and I am honored that I have earned your trust. God bless you all. God bless Colorado.
I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
Up next, Jeff and the Wednesday Morning Music Mix. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.